This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Hiring more and better trained and paid classroom aides and more mental health support are several ways teachers say Colorado should use federal stimulus dollars. CPR education reporter Jenny Brendine has more.
State education officials are soliciting input from principals, students, parents, and teachers over the next couple of weeks on how to spend $132 million in federal stimulus money. Fifth grade teacher Tracy Privatera says that during the pandemic, her classes only had 20 students and that students showed more progress than typical.
That has never happened in my 20-something years of teaching.
Teachers asked education officials if AmeriCorps volunteers could co-teach in classrooms. They also want more before and after school support for students to regain lost social skills. The challenge, officials say, is finding the workforce to do all of it. Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
Animals at the Denver Zoo will soon get their own COVID-19 vaccine. A veterinary version of the vaccine is being distributed to the zoo for free by animal health company Zoetis. Head zoo vet Scott Larson says animals around the nation have shown COVID symptoms.
They've been predominantly respiratory signs, some increases in body temperature, animals not wanting to eat.
No animals at the Denver Zoo have contracted COVID-19 to zookeepers' knowledge. The San Diego Zoo said earlier this month that 8 of its gorillas caught the virus and all made a full recovery. This is CPR News at 4:06.